Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a real joy and a privilege to be among you today and to be back in Barberton. And I have to say the flowers are stunning, and I had a little bit of a tear when I saw them with the colours of Scotland. I was born in Manchester, which is in England. My mother wasn't taken by my father up across the border to Scotland to have me, but I don't actually have an English relative in the world. They're all Scottish, and I count myself Scottish, but that was where I was born. And my uncle here worked for Manchester Tools, so there is a little connection there. Believe it or not, I have been coming to Barberton, Ohio for 47 years, with I think 15 stays in this community. But this visit must be the most poignant, since my beloved aunt and uncle are not here. And that feels very strange and very sore. This town meant the world to them. It was their magic city. And for Johnny especially, it was the place in which he rooted his life. And for Sheena, it became a home from home. I look back with tremendous fondness, be it on East Robinson Avenue or Austin Drive, at their warm hospitality, their eager embracing of my interests, from Ryder Cup golf, as Richard has said, to Super Tramp concerts, to a visit to the dog pounds, to visits to places like Williamsburg and Mackinac Island. They're offering too of such loving support in the ups and downs of my working and family life. We had so many happy times in this community, so much laughter and love. And this part of my family, this community, and this country has actually had a significant part in my own life story. I am very, very thankful for all their wonderful care and commitment over the years. And I can say on behalf of my father, my mother, my sister and my wife that they are very sorely missed. I'm grateful to Richard for his friendship and his welcome. And I want to pay tribute to you as a congregation. Churches are often criticized for failing to live up to the example of Jesus Christ. And I've taken flak as a minister and felt frustration when the church, sometimes rightly and sometimes wrongly, has been in the firing line. However, First Presbyterian Barberton has been what a church should be. A family that shows grace, welcome and compassion. Sheena and Johnny had long been absent from these pews when I phoned Richard to say that Johnny was seriously ill and that Sheena was fragile and pretty much alone. Richard's open willingness to draw alongside in those challenging days meant so much to me as an anxious nephew and a fellow minister thousands of miles away. As a church, you embraced us. I came over and took part in the funeral service. You embraced us as we mourned Johnny. But more than that, you encouraged and supported Sheena as she found a true Christian family again after so many years away. I owe you a great debt for putting her at ease and enabling her to share so fully in the spiritual and social life of this congregation. It gave her good people around her. It gave her a faith foundation. It gave her fun and caring group of friends she could trust. And I know she brought back to you much laughter and love. And your support became even more important as her own health began to deteriorate so quickly. Without Sheena, I will always remember airport reunions. She hated goodbyes, but she loved that moment of being back together again. This church facilitated her most important reunion in life, her reunion with God and his people. And as we draw near the end of the Easter season, we are reminded of its many reunions. Jesus with Mary, Jesus with Thomas, Jesus with Peter, Jesus with 500 others. If any of you have drifted from Jesus in any way, you too can be reunited with your risen Lord, who will be with you always until the end of time. There is no more important bond that you can have in this life, and we all neglect it at times. Like with Sheena, there is always a way back. I'd like to offer a couple of tokens of appreciation for your kindness to us. This is a home communion set, which doesn't look very glamorous from the outside. It's a wooden box. It has inscribed on it, "To First Presbyterian Barberton, Ohio, in fond memory of Johnny and Sheena Grubb. They found much love here." And it's been made by a lady in Devon in the south of England. It's a beautiful part of the country. I can't get it open. There we go. The lady who made the set says, "I hope this travelling communion set is a help to you and a blessing in your ministry. The hands that made it also received the bread and wine in a little Devon church. Across the world I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jane." And Richard and perhaps successor ministers can use this for home communion, for hospital communion, maybe for small communions around the sanctuary. I hope it will be a blessing to you and something to remember and treasure Sheena and Johnny, who love this place. And then there's a financial gift from me personally. And I was touched by what Richard said at the beginning. I came to the Lord Jesus Christ at a camp, a summer camp. So maybe it's up to you how you use it, but maybe that might be a way that some young person might come to hear more of the love of Jesus Christ. So a little other token of my gratefulness to you as a church family. Thank you for having me back. It's a tough day, but it's lovely to be among you. Thank you.